Blog Talk Radio.
Swinging them hips when you pass. I'm visualizing my name tattooed on that ass, baby. Jump on this Harley, let's go smoke some of that Bob Marley. Sip some Bacardi, then go pull up at the after party. I think we make a perfect couple, but you think I'm trouble. Maybe that's the reason you gave me the wrong number. She got me feeling like maybe she the wrong woman. Think I'ma be chasing the chicken head, you own something. Your toes painted, hair fixed all the time. And your Gucci boots the same color as mine. If you read between the lines, you can see that I want. I bet you how you doing what you said that you want to. Make a decision shorty, good things don't last long. Your girlfriend keeps showing me that thong. Before I head home, I'ma stop at your house and blow the horn. If you come outside, you know it's on. Holla at you, boy.
I gotta ignore and hold her to let her know that we friends and nothing more. She loves it when I'm in town, hate it when I'm not around. I get her and wear it down. Next door neighbors hear the sound. Pictures hitting the ground, just enough to hold her down. I'm sticking and moving, cruising after the third round. Just lay back, baby, and let me drive you crazy. I can make a 40-year-old feel like a young lady. I admit I fell in love with a frame. And I make her feel special, I let her call me by my government name. Her panties wet over fame. Fell in love with my chain. I wonder if I wasn't an entertainer, would she remain? Surrounding me, hounding me, trying to be my homie. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm your homie.
Watching her lick her lips, or watching her walk, she hypnotized me with her hips, man. I sweet talk her if she like, cause all she really wanted the nigga to treat her right, right. Look, I'm legit now, I used to break laws. Now you can reap the benefits of world tours. Big house, big bins, girl, it shows. Mink coats, Italian shoes, stones with no flaws. You ain't got to look like a model for me to adore you. All you gotta do is love me and be loyal. Don't indulge in my past, fuck what happened before you. Cause to meet some honeys don't hate you, they never saw you. Come in, let me touch on you, I let you touch on me. Put my tongue on you, you put your tongue on me. Let me ride on you and you can ride on. We can do it all at night, we can have a ball at night.
After the VMAs,
My baby mama cussed my ass out. I kicked her ass, we back friends like Puffy and Steve Stout. Cut the grass around my foot so I could see these snakes. You see them back in the hood, it's cause I see their face. I preach a gun about the paper like I'm Cleflo Dollar. I pop these punk niggas like I pop my collar. I'm confused, I like Megan, Monica and Maya. Missy's freaky and Brandy shot up. Now take a look at how my lifestyle changed up. I'm on now, god damn it, I done came up. Now you can find me with the finest hoes. Choosing which whip to drive, but what match my clothes. I got a fetish for the stones, I'm heavy on the ice, man. If I ain't got a pistol on me, sure I got a knife, fam. Get out of line and I'm lighting your ass up. Send me all the fancy spray, I'll tighten your ass up. What?
Iceman Show, the Player Circle Podcast is blasting off. You're tuned in. More bounce to the ounce and I say what counts. Don't nobody go home to the fat man fucks. What's happening, chocolate people? And all the peoples around the world. Won't say hi to you. We're doing a triple cast today. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Facebook Live. And we are also on YouTube live stream. Everybody say hey. And you know how to do that. Hit the like button. Because you know you like what you hear. You like what you see. I'm just being player. You digs. So I need you to hit the like button. This is $10 Saturdays, $10 donations to my nonprofit. You know how we do every Saturday. It's $10. So my YouTube family, the Iceman Show family, please show up in attendance and hit a brother off with that $10 donation. It is tax deductible. Write that off on your taxes. That's what you got to do. So get it done. So do it, dude. You digs. The guest call in. Let me just go ahead and get it out, give it out so people can call in. The guest call in is area code 646-668-2291. 646-668-2291. That's the guest call in. We're doing a triple cast. We're on blogtalkradio.com/The Iceman Show. So those of you who are tuning in to the other two mediums, you see me on a landline. Now, there is something where you can be on your microphone on your computer, but I haven't become daring enough yet to try it. But one of these Saturdays, I'll try it and see how that goes. Maybe that's something that can make it easier on me and you. And, you know, I'll be able to move a little bit faster. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. So that's kind of where we are. Usually I post that before we get going, but I didn't get a chance to hit it. So, okay. Yeah, so if you're on all three mediums, welcome to the Iceman Show Presents the Players Circle, our fourth broadcast, our fourth episode of such. This is a truly all-player broadcast. We want the players and the playettes to reach out. We're only talking about dating, but we are talking about the economic, political, and social implications on dating and relationships. But we're trying to keep it light. We want to keep it gangster, but we want to keep it light. And, you know, we want to be able to pass along information. This is a steady flow of information. You educate me in the chat room, and I'll spit this game. By the way, Facebook Live, you guys could correspond with me via the chat room. So if you got one of them hands-free vehicles that do that kind of stuff on command, you know, if you want to post a question, I'll be happy to answer. But what we're talking about today, the racism behind dating black men when American women hit the wall. And those of you who listen to my show, you probably know about the Crypt Keeper. And the Crypt Keeper is the MC of, used to be these little short, kind of semi-funny, kind of like Creep Show was back in the 80s. And these little vignettes of people getting fucked up, some people getting caught slipping. Okay, people that get caught set tripping and slipping. Okay, see, when you grow up on the West Coast, you get you think like a Lolo. With the what up, cuz? What up, cuz? Okay. That's how you got to roll in, you digs. But hit the like button, ladies and gentlemen, if you're getting your peep on. And I don't mean to be, perverted or nothing like that, but if you're peeping at the Iceman from yonder YouTube there and Facebook Live, hit the like button. You know, hit them little emojis. They're just waiting for you to tickle. So go on and hit them. Let a brother know. Let a player know that you on deck. You're the United Players of America and international and beyond the black diaspora. Players everywhere, baby. kiss me on my ego. Better make sure she takes swimming lessons, man. Because if that bitch can't swim, she's bound to drown. Get eggs. And we don't want that to happen to a baby bump.
We love you, Dr. Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Oh, I was listening to that earlier. You know what was going on around here if that was getting played. Yes, it did. Sure enough. I sure enough did now, child. I sure did now. Y'all know what's going on over here. Over yonder. Beyond yonder's break. Yeah, Jax.
We love you, Dr. Funkenstein.
You know you like that shit. Oh, man. Oh, that's old school. There'll be some old players on here like myself. So, you know, we have to communicate with the old players. Yeah, this is $10 Saturday. $10 donations, y'all. Go to asktheiceman.com. You know how we do it. We do this every week, every Saturday. Sure enough do. We sure is. That's what grandma used to say now. Go to asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to donate, and you can go from there. Support the cause. All right? Come on, y'all. $10, man. Let's get it going. Let's get it popping. But the topic today is the racism behind dating black men when American women hit the wall. Well, there's a thing that happens to the ladies. And it's not anything that's bad. We're not here to make fun of or say that just because something's different from what maybe men will go through, that's bad. That's not what I'm saying. We definitely don't want to offend anybody on that level. But I will say this here. With a woman, when she has gone to the age where she needs to go out to pasture, and usually if that's the case, you know, she's going through menopause, already gone through it. And that's, you know, saying that's putting the icing on the cake that I can no longer get pregnant. Although there has been cases where, you know, the unthinkable has happened. Hopefully that won't be you or me. So, when a woman gets to that point, you know, some women don't handle that very well. I've seen movies of women who, you know, obviously this person is acting, but the acting is real. This is how someone will react if this was real life. And, you know, when writers write in television and movies, they're actually writing about real people most of the time anyway. So in a situation like that, that might change the way a woman looks at herself. Maybe there's some biological or biochemical issues that, you know, maybe she don't feel like a complete woman because of that. You know, maybe she's not able to have an orgasm now since she's gone through it. Is that just in her head? Was she going to be able to go to a psychotherapist or sex therapist and fix that? You know what I'm saying? How can she get past that? Okay, whereas with a man, we could still bust one and get somebody pregnant at 80. So it's a little different for them than it is for us. But I think a lot of women are foolish to put themselves in a position where their youth runs out and they don't cash their chips in. at the right time. And a lot of women, I'm just going to say this, American women tend to get caught up and end up being the old broad out here. You know, not trying to clown nobody, but I'm just telling you, just being honest. You wind up being the old broad. And that's the person you don't want to be, is the old broad. Because now you look, instead of just being the old broad, you look like an old hoe that can't just accept that you're no longer relevant. And you get, that's why online dating is so popular amongst women over 35. I've looked at the statistics myself. That's why I'm putting it all in the dating Bible. My second book after my first book, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. Got these expired broads who are no longer relevant, salt and pepper hair, just on their clowning. And really, they're just making fools out of themselves, to really be honest. They're just making fools out of themselves. And half of them don't even mean to even meet you. They just want to see if you're going to chase them, and they just get off on that. They'll be sitting in that chair probably playing with themselves, getting off on that. You dig? You know, you might sit there and say, is attention worth the orgasm? Hey, with a woman, yeah. With the wrong woman, yes. With a weirdo, yes. With somebody that needs psychotherapy bad, yes. Somebody that's exercising psychopathology, yes, 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 and yes. This bitch is off. You digs. And a lot of women let age catch up to them, then they're still trying to be, you know, they're still on there trying to be picky. Oh, I don't date men under 6 feet. Just be like, bitch, what? What kind of choosing shoes you got on? Let me check out them shits. Oh, bitch, you got hooves. How you going to be telling me what to do? How you going to be trying to dictate? See, this is what happens when you're a beta male. You so hard up for some ass that you will take position where you lose, where you have either have little to no leverage over your moves. So now you acting out of desperation. That's what tricks do. A very inexpensive trick can end up getting his pockets ate up because he's thinking about ass. He's falling for, you know, hey, daddy. You know, he aching for some stank, some of that good thing. So in his mind, he's thinking, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it on. Scooby-Doo, come on. Yeah, that's his mentality. Let's get it on. But ain't no grown man gonna put up with somebody who's past their prime acting a fool. You tune into the Player Circle. This is the Player Circle podcast, the fourth broadcast of its kind, the Players Circle. Men accept moving into middle age a little bit better than women do. Some women just go overboard. They're just on some stupid shit. They can't handle. They don't handle it well. They don't. This is the person who, you know, they just keep caking the makeup on. Instead of just giving it up. Just give it up. Just quit bullshitting. Just give it up. Give it up.
turn it loose.
Oh, Tyrone Davis. Yeah. But dig it. Don't let age outrun you. And that's what a lot of these women do. And, you know, they're too old for the bars. So what do? Especially if they live in a coastal city or they live in a city where it's really good sunshine, get good weather like Florida or California. They really look ridiculous. They just cake on the makeup. They just look like Michael Jackson.
Way you make me feel.
You be like, damn, Michael Jackson. No, I'm a white woman.
Me feel. You really damn me, girl. You knock me off of my feet now, baby.
You digs? That's how we do it. Can you dig it? Men accept, especially if he's gotten some good exercise and he's probably always been in pretty decent shape, like somebody like me. Never really been totally out of shape, even with all the health setbacks that I have. You digs? It's amazing that y'all been able to work back off of this nerve injury I had. Cause I couldn't even pick up 10 pounds with my left arm. So I'm getting back. It's going to be, the rehab is going to be at least another 3 weeks. So I'm pretty, I'm getting more confidence every day. Cause that really threw me for a loop. Damn, thirsty as hell. Nigga thirsty. So, but, you know, cats is hip. I think cats is hip to the point now where they know that on online dating, they know most of these women are just trying to bullshit them anyway. And they've chased so many wild goose chases on there that they have come to the conclusion that they pretty much have seen everything. So the online hustle ain't working no more. So basically, right at this point, most of these women, all they really getting out of it is attention shine. This is some more attention whore shit. They have no intentions of meeting you ever. That's why they keep stalling. They don't even give you their number. And after a while, they'll just block you. Because they don't want to be bothered. They're delusional. So women have mental illness. They have some kind of mental illness to engage in that kind of ridiculous behavior. But people do it. Y'all think I'll be bullshitting sometimes. Man, I'll be telling y'all real cases of people doing or saying or do or whatever. You digs? But that's how it is. That's how it is with some of these fools. That's why I don't do no online dating. I do research on online dating, but I don't do online dating no more. Because it's a joke. No matter what city you go to, it's just a bunch of beat down, you know, raggedy ass single moms who ain't got shit going. They get low self-esteem. They ain't even worth dealing with. You don't even want to fuck with them. And you just, you know, after a couple of messages, you be like, oh, man, this bitch ain't worth shit. You can just smell it on them. And so, like I said, these women can't go to clubs. They can't go to Applebee's and Chili's and sitting there at the bar. They look like a drunk. So they ain't going to do that. So they do online dating. So, you know, they get left there in their drawers, you know, and do that fake bullshit, that virtual shit. Means it's not real. Virtual means not real. I don't think a lot of people know that. Some people just live inside their own goddamn head. You digs? They just do. But otherwise, you'd be like, well, how the fuck is somebody fix their brain to think some dumb shit like that? You know, that ain't you. It ain't me. It ain't you. That's the only answer I give you. But again, we have more to work with. We still have more to work with compared to them. We have more to work with. Post, you know, going into middle age. And these women can't handle it, but they, you know, let them tell it. They got some kind of monopoly going out here. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? And some of these women don't even have anybody. Some of these online women are so fucked up in the head, they don't even have anybody. They're just on the online playing. Taking little dumb fucking, you know, stupid ass pictures all day, you know. Or they got the titties hanging out. And then you meet them and, you know, they you know, all you saw was titties in the pic. But that big ass gut, you know, that was behind the titties. But you was blinded by titties. It be like that sometimes. You digs? Mm-hmm. But men, most of the time, don't fool themselves. They don't fool themselves into believing they have some kind of monopoly on the opposite sex just because, it's become a social norm to be totally disrespectful toward men and denounce masculinity as some kind of defect. Toxic masculinity. So if you don't act moist, or you don't act, you know, you don't, or you just straight up, you know, LGBT, I guess, you know, you ain't a man if you ain't feminine acting or just straight up homo. Fuck out of here, man. We got all day. We got all goddamn day. See, we have to see, guys. Look, the reason why there's such a high level of fuckery out here is because of us. So many simps ran the yard for so long, they've run the game into the ground. The rules have never changed. The rules to the game have never changed, baby. We fucked it up. The simps and the tricks fucked it up. The simps and the tricks used to only be in the minority. Now they are the majority. But hopefully these niggas will start dying off. But simps usually become very ineffective because, you know, their money run out. The nigga pockets start aching. Oh, you can't trick his money off on pussy no more. You can't pay no more house notes and car notes and pussy notes and cable notes. After a while, you know, his pockets get to aching. You ain't trying to be my age out there trying to work no two jobs, killing itself. You ain't got no life. All you doing is working. And you trying to chase them little stanky hoes at the job that smell like metal and wood pallets. So now you stuck dating some old broken down Mexican or some old broken down white chick. Little funny shaped body. You ain't trying to look at that shit. Then you know, if you hit that two or three times, you be like, I don't know if I want to hit this after this third time. You know what I'm saying? That's old. That become old pussy real quick. You want to put the stamp of old pussy on something? That type of chick. Old single mom, grandma. Pussy good in season. It's seasoned to perfection, but just old. Bitch, you just old. And goofy. But you know, hey, ain't nothing wrong with getting a little Paul Mall ass. Ain't that right, brothers? Get your little old beat up white girl. Smell like Paul Mall's and Past Blue Ribbon. Come on, man. Y'all know y'all like them old beat down Phoenix or Las Vegas, Southside Las Vegas white girls, all weather beaten. Y'all know y'all like them white bitches. Y'all know y'all like them bitch ass, cause they got switch ass, just like Lolo's hitting them ditch ass, nigga. Triple T Kill, appreciate it, bro. Brown Sausage, what's happening? Love you, brother. Love you too, brothers, man. Appreciate y'all donating, man. You know how we do it. Brown Sausage got my back, I got his. Ain't nothing but a thing, you know what I'm saying? Triple T Kill, thank you, brother. Hey, and everybody else, hey, don't skip out on your responsibility every Saturday. You know how we do it. $10 donation, that's all you got to donate, man. Tax deductible for 2019. You donate to a 501c3. It's all good. We do business all around the country, but we do business here too. And I'm trying to teach my people the value of donating and sharing. Because whenever there are causes that affect my people, I donate to them. Even if it comes, finds out that, oh, man, the mama took the money after the son got killed and bought a brand new Eldorado. I'm like, I don't care about her buying an Eldorado, man. Now, you know how long they last time they made an Eldo. Shit, Clyde, what you talking about, man? Hey, Clyde, still down at the plant? Down at the plant? Huh? You ready still down at the plant? All right, now. I got to work me a double shift, man. That's right. I got this white girl coming over here, man. She smell like Winston Menthol 100. Smell like cheap-ass old Milwaukee beer. Yeah, Diggs. I had to tear it up, Reggie. I had to tear it up anyway, goddammit. Because ass is ass, and ass is ass, and ass is ass. Can you dig it? Hey, when you need something to lay up with and hold you tight, it don't matter if they pale, blue, or white. Can you dig it? Hey. If you have something to donate, lay it on the computer. Lay it down, y'all. Lay your burden down. Oops, almost hit the wrong button. Facebook folks. The dating behind the racism behind dating black men, that's a touchy subject. And the reason why that's a touchy subject is because men or black people, period, don't understand that we are prey in America. And the white supremacists and Caucasians, for the most part, have the benefit of white supremacy working for them. And no matter what, they're still going to have a 400-year head start on me no matter what kind of edge I get. You understand what I'm saying to you? So when another, so when Caucasian women, I'm mainly talking about Caucasian women. So getting Caucasian women, I really understand the dynamic now, whereas before I didn't. I didn't get it, that how can this be an equal relationship when we're not equals socially. You understand what I'm saying? There's certain expectations for her needs that don't exist for mine. A white woman can go out there on the street and beg, especially if she's decent looking, and she can make enough money to damn near have an apartment. But that's only based off white supremacy. So when things went south and these women wanted to be evil and they got the drop on the Iceman and the old Iceman, they set me back with good ways. They set me back, those situations dealing with those women. And I can honestly say that it was painful to have to deal with that. When you have to deal with that, when you put yourself in a position like I did, and you have to deal with a woman who really doesn't care about you, but yet she's cheesing and grinning in your face every day, and then has no regard for y'all relationship. I've been there many times. Some of those times, I didn't get hurt over it. But sometimes, a couple of times, it did hurt, and it took a long time to get over it. But I don't hold no malice or no forethought toward those women. I wish them well, but it's not gonna break me to not remember the interactions between me and those women. Unless something just jars my memory, which sometimes that happens, especially when, you know, you get your, you know, Puff Puff Pass on. Get to listening to some Gil Scott Heron. You digs. You know how we do it here on the Iceman Show presents the Player Circle, fourth episode of its time. You know how we get down. This is the fourth episode of it, the Player Circle, where we talk with the players and the playettes, chop up dating and what is happening thereof in the realm of dating and relationships. Can you dig it? You know how we get down. Show enough now. University, boy, sure, I tell you, boy, Big 12. But you guys are not equals. And if, because you're not equals, and you, they're up here and you're down here. When things go south because of race, it's going to affect her probably less than it's going to affect you. Because in her world, it doesn't happen. And say you do something she don't like. Now you just, you know, You was just a nigga before. Now you a black nigga. Now that you done piss Heather off. You a black mofo. See how that go? All right, go to go. So, that's and when black women date a white man, First of all, racially, if you want to call it race, gender, identity, she's below a white woman, a Caucasian woman. So if she gets with a white man, it's going to be, you know, she's already going to be insecure, but she's going to be quadruple insecure with that dude because, you know, the white girl's going to come for her, especially if she's good looking. If she ain't a total coon, maybe she's not a total coon. So in that regard, that pisses them off too. Because, you know, if the woman is coonish, but she's real pretty and a total sellout, they'll still kind of, they don't mind getting cliquish. But sometimes they don't totally trust the situation at all, and they won't befriend them, which is doesn't make any difference anyway. But I'm just giving you guys some examples. So when you're, see, I'm gonna get deeper into this I was about to say the player's choice. I'm gonna get deeper into that in the dating Bible. Okay, we're gonna get that thing out before. That's what I'm shooting for, getting that thing out by, like, get pre-sale, probably get some pre-sale autographed copies sold first. And then, you know, we'll go ahead and release it for the tablet format and all that. Because, like I said, this is going to be my best work. But get my first book, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. Get this book. You can get it at Amazon, or you can get the autographed copy of the paperback directly from me at asktheiceman.com. You can go to asktheiceman.com and get it. Get it. Okay? Or you can go to Amazon and you can get a paperback copy as well. You get all three formats, including Kindle and tablet. So get my book. If it don't look like this, then my book. Okay, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. Everybody ought to have it. Yep, everybody ought to have this book. Especially if you have children in your house. I got my Malema, President Malema of South Africa t-shirt. Yeah, made sure I got mine as soon as they went on sale. Malema, can y'all see that? Those brothers over there in South Africa getting their land back. That's what I'm talking about. They getting their land back. That's what's up. Respect. Book, book, book. Respect. So, they get keeping it gangster. We got a couple of more minutes on Blog Talk Radio. We don't have anybody calling in on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call-in number is area code 646-668-2291. Got about 15 minutes. If you want to call in, ask me some questions on dating, and then we'll continue to broadcast on Facebook Live, Book Live, and YouTube Live. But we got about 15 minutes left for Blog Talk Radio. You want to call in? We're doing a triple cast. We're on all three platforms. We'll just do YouTube Live and Facebook Live. This is $10 donation Saturday. $10 donation Saturday. All donations are tax deductible on your 2019 taxes to my nonprofit, my 501c3. And what we're doing right now is fundraising for the toy drives and the clothing drives as well. So it's toy drive and then clothing. I, you know, a lot more, a lot of nonprofits collect clothing because the clothing is especially needed in areas with inclement weather. So that's what we do, right? That's what we're doing right now. That goes on until Christmas. No, actually about a week before Christmas. But they still give out all the toys even after Christmas. They don't hold on to them toys. They hold on to some if they got beds in there for, you know, battered, you know, women in need, you know, if they have shelter, then they may have, you know, might be a little bit more equipped. Okay? But you have to understand that you're not equal with this person socially. And you have to understand that dynamic. I do now. I didn't back in the day. And I do now. And, you know, and then you even think you get some of these so-called other minorities that try to come at you sideways, you know, try to act like they got some, especially if they're attractive, try to come at you with that bullshit. You know, you get Mexican women that try to pull that type of shit, and I'm just like, you ain't even that cute to really be, you know, really be honest with you, lady. You kind of cute, but you ain't funking for Jamaica, if you know what I mean, bitch. You up here acting real extra, and you ain't got it like that. You get a lot of them in San Antonio or out there in Cali to act like that. I'm like, bitch, you ain't that special. Just to let you know, from a real player, from way back in them goddamn Himalayas. Better ask somebody, man. Way before yonder. Brothers, you better make sure you get your Second Amendment game up. Y'all heard about what happened over there in right outside of Louisville. I got a client there. Hopefully that wasn't nobody he knew. This white supremacist, he out here shooting people. He tried to go into a church. Then he came out of church and went over there to the store and tried to shoot at a young black couple, but they were both registered permit owners like me. They had their gun permit. So they start dumping back. And then that's when he went in the store. Well, they didn't say nothing about that. That this young couple and this married couple and this young black couple start dumping at his ass. Okay? They didn't hit him, no. But they started throwing lead. See, that's gangster. You never know when you got to pop off lead, man. These clowns are out here just, you know, hell, we just gonna sneak attack motherfuckers. You know, you going to Kroger, you get ready to spend big money. Because you know Kroger is high as fuck. That's why they got such good retirement. I would love to work for Kroger, man. They got a real good retirement system. You don't even have to work a whole 20 to get vested retirement with them. Oh, they union is the shit. They benefits are the shit. He said, I work for Kroger. Oh, you do? Shit, I heard Safeway got a good retirement too. I got a homeboy that worked for Albertsons. You know, he in the union, but he's a assistant store director. He's right under the store director because they have a store manager. Then, like, I guess one of them's like a front end manager. That's just front end. That's what he does. He's just front end, but he don't have nothing to do with the produce and the food, meat. You know, he don't deal with that. He just deal with the cashiers. But the store director, they got to know everything. He said, yeah, they make over, you know, they make a lot of money, man. He said they will make well over six figures because they get bonuses and all that, all kind of profit sharing and shit. He said, yeah, they make way more than. He said, he said it's a significant bump up from where I am. I said, oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, he's doing good. He got a badass crib, you know. But you know, I talked to him about 2 weeks ago. He shot me a text message. I was like, all right, what's up, D? Yeah, so I don't think he on Facebook. Some folks, they ain't with the Facebook thing, you know. They ain't doing what everybody else do. He might be on there, but probably not though, because he's a private cat. But anyway, I'm not saying that interracial. I'm talking about this intersectionality bullshit. I'm just saying don't try to make it extra when it ain't. Sometimes they just want some black dick. Don't make it extra. Ain't no good and bad in that. Ain't no right or wrong. Some people just want what they want when they want it. And you do too. We all do. Let's keep it 100. Real talk, we all want it like that sometime. Not all the time, but sometime. So, you know, let's not fake the funk. You see somebody out here that might be of another race and they fine as hell or they got a banging body, you gonna look. Same thing, they're looking at you, but you know, more so with them, they're not going to cross that line unless they become old and irrelevant. Or they become not just old and irrelevant, but they'll hit the wall. They become obsolete. They become past their prime. Over the hill. Once a woman gets stamped with that shit, it's like being contaminated. They'll be, you know, everybody else will be eating delicious Soylent Green, and she'll be eating steak. No, I'm just bullshit. How many of you niggas eat Soylent Green, huh? How many of you niggas eat Soylent Green? Right, you're right. Let me read what Brown Sausage said. I find plenty of white girls like this. I think many white women are into recreational sex. They really do not care unless they really like you. That's true. That's why I don't never have to force myself with any most women out. I'm telling you, most non-black women I've dealt with been a lot easier than black women. Sometimes the black women were easy. Most of the time they weren't. They were difficult. I eventually got the pussy, but you know, I had some hoops I had to jump through. But, you know, they just, you know, long term, they wasn't nothing long term. Black women want some recreational sex, too. Yeah, they be on some jungle boogie. Yeah, they be on some jungle boogie, porno, perverted, you know, Mandingo fantasies. I don't act on that kind of stuff, but man, I'm too old for that shit. I done all that, man. You know, I done got freaky deaky with them. I done had more than one of them in the bed. That ain't nothing. And I had to pay nobody either. You digs? Let's see where we're at on. We got about 6 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be shutting it down a little bit, okay? We're going to be shutting it down on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in before we shut it down on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call-in number is 646-668-2291. That's the guest call-in on Blog Talk Radio. You can call, hear yourself on the air. Is that your get down? Is that your chick? Is that your chick? Is that your chick with a dick? Is that a dick? Hey man, ain't nothing wrong with slanging a little thingy thing. But understand, you still need to understand the role that you are in. That you're a tuna and they're a shark in American society. even if it's her fault. Don't you toughest touches on no white girl. She tender. She tender like a good flower. She tender, young and tender, spry and delicious. Crotch smell like heaven. Him. That's right, him. Like a going up a, you get a good whiff of that young tail, boy. And you, your nostrils will be going up a yonder. Could smell good. Young tail smell good, boy. It sure must do, boy. Now, let me tell you about young tender tail, boy. Your granddaddy. He showed up and had a lot of that good tail, boy. Sure enough. Yeah, boy, I done slang a lot of tail. I done slang right, a lot of thing and thingy thing or slong. That's what my wife and friends call it. They call it slong. I done slong around, boy, I tell you, boy. I don't put the sausage out there, boy. I tell you, there's a lot of good hot tender tail out there, boy. But look at him. Look at him. Lynn. You know, I try to, you know, I tell her, I say, I'm going to make you love me. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm going to make you love me. I'm going to dick you down. Down to the ground. Soul brother style. So if you into that Mandingo thing, baby, let Big Daddy put it down on you. Let me put the hammer down. Down to the ground. Sucker motherfucker. Bring it on down to Soulsville. Can you dig it? Now look here. I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't date some of these silver foxes out here, because some of them are banging. Some of them still got sex appeal. That's what I was forgetting to say. These women feel at that time when they go through, especially through menopause or they become middle-aged, you know, they lost their sex appeal. And in very many, in very, especially in non-black women's cases, that's usually the case. They lose their sex appeal. They start looking frumpty dumpty. You know, that estrogen ain't, you know, and the progesterone ain't producing balanced, and, you know, because the body no longer needs it. Because they no longer are going to be manufacturing children, so the body is changing, for the aging process, and they don't handle it the same way we handle it. You know, we can still keep busting it open till we 80 years old and still get women pregnant. Might be a drop off of maybe a. That's Blog Talk Radio, so let me go ahead and shut that down. Shut that down. Let me shut that down. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, go switch over to Facebook Live and YouTube live stream. We're on here right now. So, can you dig it? This ends our broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/TheIceManShow. Dig it. One, two, three, four, freak.